Time now for your letters. A bit of humor, or at least what we thought was a successful attempt at humor in last week's show, prompted a good number of you to write. Talking about comfort food, essayist Bonnie Wolfe referred, we thought understandably in jest, to Stone Age Homo sapiens eating fried leg of Tyrannosaurus rex. Yes, as many historically minded listeners reminded us, man and dinosaur did not share the earth at the same time, and we stand corrected. Just one sample of the lessons delivered came from listener Brendan Keefe in Northampton, Massachusetts. With gentle humor that we appreciate and admire, Mr. Keefe wrote, in an otherwise digestible piece on WeSun, Bonnie Wolfe's comfort food, one truly annoying gaffe upset my stomach. She mentioned the notion that Stone Age people understood the concept of comfort food and went on to talk about them chomping on a haunch of Tyrannosaurus rex. Mr. Keefe sent on, while I am as amenable to poetic license as the next guy, here's why this image was inappropriate. The piece cited scientific studies in support of its main argument and thus should not make a scientific blunder in the interest of being folksy. Why not say, instead, a haunch of woolly mammoth or saber-toothed tiger? One demerit for both the writer and the editor. Fortunately, another story that touched on food during last week's show brought uniform applause. This one was about a store in New Orleans. Lisa Amos, a New Orleanian who is temporarily living in Baton Rouge, wrote to us after the show on Sunday saying, yesterday I was in New Orleans cleaning up my house. We live in the neighborhood of Angelo Brocato's ice cream parlor, and I happened to drive by and wondered how they were doing. This morning, back in our evacuation rental in Baton Rouge, we heard Evie Stone's wonderful piece on Brocato's. Although it made me cry, I wanted you to know how very grateful we are for the outstanding coverage you are doing on our communities post-Katrina. We also lost a house in Pass Christian, Mississippi, and we were glad to hear your piece on the repairs to Highway 90, which ran right in front of our lot. Those of us who have been affected live in great fear that the rest of the country is forgetting about us and doesn't realize the unprecedented enormity of this disaster. Thank you for bringing it to life. Whether you are happy or distressed with what you hear on the show, you can write to us and let us know. Just go to our website at npr.org and click on the Contact Us link.